Hi, and welcome to your apprentice call. We're going to get started with the doorknob and be looking at a chart for clearing, for being able to really live into your best self as you're progressing through this year as an apprentice on discipline and focus and follow through and things like that. So let's get started and welcome. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, and sages from the greater and lesser traditions, Jesus and Mary, we thank you so much for your presence on this call and for really creating incredible miracles for each one of the apprentices. We thank you so much for the loving guidance that you share with us, the loving support, the vitality, the energy we need. We thank you for being our rock and for surrounding us, providing for us, protecting us, and helping uplift us as we move through our journey of quantum clearings and full self-expression. We thank you for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the people we love and who love us. We thank you for all the blessings that we've already experienced and all the clearings to come. Amen. I'm free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here, and now. My spirit is limitless. I'm responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic. We are wonder when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We, the guardians of the pilgrims, we, the authors of the play. And today we're working on discipline and follow through to become self-ignited in your year of training with your best character, helping you to become filled and in grace and ease. Enjoy focus and follow through that you need to get through this amazing apprentice year and, of course, the rest of your life. And we're going to pop now into the chart. We'll take a look at the chart. Please do let me know that you're here. I see 27 people here and 7 or 8 people have signed in. So let me know that you're here. Just say, hi, I'm here, so I can see everybody. And here we go. I'm going to give you this in the chat box, which I know some of you love. There we go. So right permission and ability to have 100% discipline and follow through needed to become self-ignited. Being my best character, fully accessing grace and ease with enjoying the focus and follow through for my amazing apprentice training year and for the rest of my life. Oops, I did not put, I'm so sorry, that missed me. So I'm going to put the nature of right now. Removing addictive, amalgamated, compulsive, cruel, deceptive, demonic, evil. Observing. Suppressing. Okay. All right. And there's Martha and Anne Marie. Good. Thank you. And welcome to Dawn, Carol, Safrina, Lisa, Arcady, Del, Albert, and Anne M. Okay, so here we go. We've got a pretty significant chart for, we have 39 apprentices. I see about 27 of you are here. There might be a few on the phone lines. Todd, would you let me know who's on the phone lines? That would be great. Jacinta is here, and Maria Kay, good. So I did notice here that we had on projections, there are six different types of projections, entitlements, seven kinds of entitlements, and then prophecies, in addition to mother prophecy, another five in addition to mother prophecy. So there were quite a few in those areas. Jenna and Julie C. Oh, good. And Pam, wonderful. No one on the phone lines. Oh, before I logged in. Oh, okay. That's maybe that what's happened then. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so if you said hello to me before I logged in, because I logged in at the last second, and you want to say hi to me, I'd love to see your name. Okay? And that makes perfect sense. I usually am in a half an hour before, but it's a crunchy day. Every single second is scheduled today. And that's the way it happens sometimes. But was happy to have last week to rest, so we're squeezing in an extra lot today and this week because of that. Oh, there we go. And Catherine and Ilme and Judy, too. Okay, wonderful. And Pam and Johanna. Yay. So look at this list, you guys. This is pretty big for a small class. This is a lot of stuff getting in your way. Enslavement, suppression, disconnection, mind-bending, you know, delusion. Control, suppression, and quite a few spiritual interferences in columns 4 and 5. We go into the second page. Actually, quite a few anchors. We go into the second page on anchors. Everything. It's a pretty significant list. George is here. Good, George. So everybody please doing the doorknob? Okay, Carol. Good. This coming at perfect time, the perfect time then. Okay, so we're going to be doing some blasting, and I think that's going to be the answer to getting through some of this. Yeah, it's funny because fall can be a time of inner reflection and really being successful at your spiritual quest. So anything that's kind of calling you, like meditation. But it also can be a time of delusion. It can be a time of just going off into kind of fantasy world and getting distracted by things. And so you have to kind of choose, am I going with my higher nature or my lower nature? So just from the cyclical season, the thing that happens with the season, You want to be really conscious about bringing your presence and your intention into your daily life, into the activities that you're doing, and really know that what you're feeding yourself, maybe by food, that could be one thing, but what you're feeding your eyes and your ears, what you're feeding your nose, whatever you're nurturing yourself with, you have to look at everything I do is feeding me. So from morning to night, you get up and thinking, well, how you interact with your children, if you have children at home, that's a part of either feeding you or depleting you. The food that you eat, I know I decided this morning that I'm doing a food cleanse for the next 10 days. So just feeling like after being ill, that the perfect answer to ill is to do a food cleanse and to really just bring the very highest. I made 6 big 12-ounce jars of carrot juice yesterday. That some of them are in the freezer and some in the refrigerator. I'm going to make apple juice later today with fresh apples. And drinking fresh raw juices and salads and just being really conscious. If I want a sweet, I'm going to have a fig or some lemonade that's just homemade lemonade. So being really present too, I want to feed and nurture myself. And so the quality of what you're doing, I think that was interesting because yesterday was a day for us of starting, you know, it was my first real day that I was feeling like I had some energy. We went out and we fertilized the roses that haven't really been attended to much for about a month. And you can tell when they're not getting everything that they like. They need the extra attention the first year. They do. They need to be fed a couple times a week, and they need extra water when it's hot and dry during the day. So it's interesting. There's little light things flying around, but I don't see them in the room. So it's a good thing to be kind of thinking about how do I care for my environment? How do I care for myself? What am I doing in this season, where the season could support you in having incredible meditation experiences? And we were in the last class this morning, we were also talking about who was interested in pranic breath and kundalini. And this is a time of year where learning about something like that would be really supported. But if that's not, you know, a priority of I want to gain more spiritual awareness and also awakening. And I think that that's what that class is about. It's about awakening. The pranic breath is the breath of life. So breathing in, but when you breathe in, activating your relationship with spirit to body. And so pranic breath is related to the field of embodiment. And kundalini, which is a double helix going up the spine, and then when it's really fully activated, it comes out the top of the head, and then it swirls around surrounding the body. And it's this incredible neon green, so gorgeous. So few people, actually almost nobody on the planet, has the full activation of the kundalini, which is a kind of life force related to the beginning of life, and it's related to death. It's that kind of launch into life, and it takes you out. And, you know, we look at that, and that's a specialized, like, learning and a specialized awakening that we may not do this year because there's just a kind of a pull for the clearings on the mundane level, which is okay. So we might go to entitlements and relationship problems and things like that might be where we end up going. It's so funny because I always am so driven in the fall and winter to, like, the origins of humanity and understanding angels and, like, meditation and all those things that, to me, it's like this is the perfect time for that. And I realized that that might just be my kind of higher vibe awareness. This is the time that we should be, you know, enjoying this and in the cycle of life. This is where we could go. So I feel like we've got some wonderful opportunities ahead for us this fall. We are doing the muscle testing 201 and strengthening your quantum pump and really like mastering it and learning all of the 10 quantum pumps. And I think for those of you who are foundational, we gave you a half-price link. I think everyone's included in the muscle testing two-hour class, so we bumped it up and gave you an extra hour. And then with the mastering the quantum pump, just at a half price for the foundational students to get in. So I would love to see all of you in both of those classes. I think that you'll find those classes really support everything that you're doing everywhere else. So 10 specific hand movements that are well-defined now that we'll be doing a clearing on each one so that you can be at 100% effective when you're doing your hand movements. So that's really important. And, you know, we think about that. With a quantum pump, it's a hand movement. It's really our way of actively praying. So, you know, where Jesus taught to put your hands together like this or this and to pray, I teach you 10 hand movements that bring you to the divine, bring you into the field of the divine, the field of transformation. So those hand movements, which are our prayer, you know, when we look at, I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression. And then let's pull those words back up and look at that again. So we remember the meaning and contemplation. Our charts are our contemplation. So let's look at that one more time through prayer and contemplation. Okay. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer, our hand movements, but also prayer. And we always pray in every class we pray. And contemplation, prayer and contemplation. Thinking about what it is that's holding us back. Why is it holding us back? And for us, we have these beautiful charts so we can actually identify what it is. So I can release myself from any human bonds that I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And that's what we're doing when we're in class. We're releasing those things that we've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my spirit and my spirit and body, I'm going to say my whole being. So we want to just really be thinking, I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression. And then I just want to ask you, do you want to accept that freedom? Do you want to, because some of the things that we're looking at are enslavement and slavery and living a life lower or less than what's possible. Maybe succumbing to frequencies, transmissions, and waves, you know, where you're just going into more of a group. The group does this, so I'm going to do this. The group watches TV at night, so I'm going to watch TV at night. The group, you know, drinks on the weekends, and so I'm going to drink on the weekends. And, you know, it's just whatever it is that you feel is kind of pulling you down. I want you to just recognize today in a new way that you can accept full spiritual freedom and the gift of full spiritual freedom, or you can say, I want less than, I want to live a life less than fully free. And then know that you're choosing that. Know that you're choosing to live a life that's less than completely free. Now, I like my movies. I like my action adventure. I'm not giving them up. Or I like my murder mysteries. And that's where I'm staying. when I was looking at my soul family, and that was a couple years ago, and I was looking at the beings who stood with me, and my background isn't quite exactly like everybody else's, being from a different group of humans, and looking at my beautiful soul family, very tall, and I get this sense of artistic and literate and musical and very grace-filled, very loving, very present. I wouldn't, you know, when we have something that's kind of like a movie, I like movies, I like fantasies. When I think about Lord of the Rings, I think about the elves. And the elf people who, remember the, when, if you've seen Lord of the Rings, where the group goes to visit the elves on their mission, and the little hobbits and the dwarfs are like, you know, a little confused by eating leaves, and there's somebody playing flute, and they're sticking plugs in there so they don't hear the pretty flute music. And there's this light and water flowing and light falls and waterfalls, and everything is so gorgeous. And they're dressed beautifully and elegant, silks and satins and velvets and beautiful brocades, and everything is so gorgeous. And that might have been Tolkien's idea of this higher expression, you know, this kind of almost like godlike expression of humanity or elves or some kind of humanoid experience of that higher, richer, you know, pursuit of art and music and science and beauty and graciousness. And I just want to encourage you that you have the right permission and ability. And if you haven't cleared it yet, you can, to live in that kind of beauty, in that kind of life. So just know that it's possible. I'm looking for a question here. I haven't noticed an email for half off Quantum Pump class. Could support post. Yeah, and actually, Todd, if you can locate that, just pop it up for everybody, because I think we have, I think the Trailblazers are in, and I think the Foundationals get half price. We should have a link for that. And you could reach out to Kim if you don't have access to it, but she should have given you access. So that would just be a $49 class for that, for everyone here. I don't have it. Just emailed Kim. Perfect, perfect. Okay, good. And if not, we'll make sure that you get it after class. It's just been a go, go, go day for me. We have about 20 more minutes here together, and then I still have Miracles Contest people, so I think some of you, George, I see you're on my schedule this afternoon, several of you. I think I have 5 people before I run over and pick up Adelia, so it's just a go, go, go day. But everybody, I'd like everybody, all the apprentices, please, if you're having some kind of difficulty, please let me know. But those... Dale, I'm not sure. I'll have to check with Kim. I thought, well, either it's included or the whole apprentice group got $49. I apologize. I should have checked with Kim before I came on to see what happened. So if you paid for it, you should get half price. And we can double check to see if Trailblazers were grandfathered in, were put in, or if we gave all apprentices half price. I apologize, I didn't check. I've been going since I woke up this morning without really... Dale got half price. Okay, good. So you got half price. Okay. All right, then that's what it was. Then all of the apprentices got half price. It was a new class. I thought of, you know, what would really help. So I think what we did was we gave all the apprentices free... the extra hour in, I changed the muscle testing to a 2-hour class. So I think that's what I did. And then all the apprentices got a half price on the Quantum Pump class. because we were giving a two-for-one special for our general population of you buy one and you get one free. You buy one class and you get the second one free. Okay, so anyway, we were having this beautiful conversation about living a more beautiful, grace-filled life, and as we're pumping and clearing and looking at what the opportunities are in front of us, and how do we accomplish that? How do we accomplish that in our community? How do we accomplish that in our daily life? Part of it might be just clearing the space to do it and just following through. Maybe making yourself some notes, like paint today. You know, this is a goal of mine. Before I go to bed, I'm going to do an hour of watercolor. Or before I go to bed, I'm going to play my harp for an hour. Or, you know, it shouldn't be that you're so stuck in the mundane that you don't get to enjoy the creative, spiritual aspects of your life. So I'd love to see all of you enjoying the beauty of life and not just driving for the physical life, but that the spiritual life, the creative life, that all aspects of you, your love life, your friendships are nurtured and cared for. So I'd love to, oh, and there it is. Thank you so much, Todd. Fantastic. Now, are all of you in Growing Together? Is there anybody who's not in Growing Together? We have a really fun event coming up, a Halloween event. Orcs, dwarfs, and dark wizards for Halloween itself. And I'd love to see all of you on Halloween just to have fun as a community. I think I decided in our last class in the morning that we'll do a contest. So come in costume, snap a picture of yourself, and send it to me. And at the end of the 2 hours, we'll have a prize, a drawing for the best costume. And maybe 10 or 15 minutes of blasting, a blasting clearing from me as the winner. The winner gets the blast. So I'd love to see all of you in the Halloween event. That's with the Growing Together community. Okay, I'm going to put the chart back up. Fun is to move this forward a little faster since we only have 45 minutes, which is the apprentice program. Let's see if I think I have some songs here we can do. Oh, yeah, there we go. Let's do this one, All Is Found. And sing a song while we're clearing, and that might make the clearing, we'll make the clearing go faster. Just when I think that all is lost, and there's nothing, nothing more that I can do. When the pain in my heart gets too great, and I feel that I will explode. When all is lost and hope is nowhere, when I find myself screaming in terror, I find my depth, my center, my light, while surrendering to my essence. Grace finds a way to melt away the tears, and a soothing, gentle trust reappears. When all is calm and I find myself at one, when chaos is transformed into clarity. Grace finds a way to melt away the tears, and a soothing, gentle trust reappears. Okay, and we actually are doing really well. You guys are pumping like crazy. That chart is almost 80% done already. So good job for everybody pumping away. I really, really appreciate that. And we'll sing another song. Speak softly, gentle night, your kindness to reveal. Hold me in your strong arms and warm my frozen heart. Tell me of legends old, of Arthur and his bride. Bring stories back to life, your gentleness exposed. Speak softly, gentle night, of honor, code, and rule. The ways of chivalry bring to this century. And when I smile at you, your eyes alight with mine. Your costume and your ways speak true of Gelfad days. Okay, we'll go back to the chart. Lighter and lighter, what nice releases throughout the class. Thank you, Julie Renee. Wonderful, Dawn. That is really wonderful. We're not doing the quantum mantra, Martha. That class was canceled. It would have already happened last week. We just didn't have enough people sign up for it. You can, though, enroll in the quantum mantra class, and what you'll get is you'll get the new mantras that I recorded in the sound studio, along with the Sound of Truth program from the last presentation. We really just didn't get enough people in that class. So the quantum mantra class got dropped. And I'm hoping that our angels class and our mastery of, we have a class on really improving your skill in meditation and using the charts. And that should be a really, really good class also on really just making things happen. Sometimes people say, well, nothing much happens for me when I'm meditating. Or I really don't get a lot out of the charts. So we're doing a four-part class on mastering meditation and working with charts. So that's another thing that I thought would be really helpful for people who are really looking at, I want to do the very best I can for myself in this program. I had so much going on last week, I couldn't make it to the mantra class. Yeah. That's all right, Julie. Like I said, we aren't doing a live presentation for the mantra class. just decided that we would deliver that mantra training to everyone who bought it, as they'd get the Sound of Truth home study and they'd get the new mantras that I recorded in the sound studio. So I think that was how we did that. Okay, we're at 97% clear on this. You guys are just rock stars. Of course, you're my apprentices, so you would be really super good at this. So let's see, let's look at the bottom once more. Doing a great job. Yeah. So I'm not sure if we're going to teach the mantra class again, but I had set it up to do three different one-hour experiences of kind of more ceremony with flowers and candles, and, you know, I would teach you some of the things that I did in my time in India. And since we had less than 20 people sign up, we aren't doing that presentation. So you'll get how I presented the Sound of Truth, which was lovely and a little bit different. But you will get the two mantras that we added. One is the Lakshmi Strotam, and the other is the Twameva Mata. Lakshmi is the one that on November 7th is used at Diwali. And Diwali is the new year. And Lakshmi is the goddess of the home and finances and beauty. And so that one is beautiful. You could use that on November 7th. You could use that any day. You could use that every Friday or every Monday. And then the Twameva Mata talks about... It's, you are my mother, you are my father. When you're speaking to God, you are my brothers, you are my sisters, you are, you know, you are my everything. So the Twameva Mata talks about God being everything and seeing God in everything and everyone. So that's a beautiful and often used towards the end of something, some kind of a gathering. So really beautiful. And they turned out beautifully in the recording studio. So I think you'll really, for those of you who do sign up for the mantra class and get the new mantras, I think you're going to love them. Okay. We're at 99%. You guys are doing so good. This is feeling much better. I hope you do offer the mantra class again in the future. The Sound of Truth was phenomenal class. Thank you. The Sound of Truth link. You probably want the link for the new mantra class, which gets you the Sound of Truth, and that was called Quantum Mantra, Maria. Quantum Mantra. So, Todd, if you could pop up Quantum Mantra, that would be nice for people who do want to get the new mantras. Oh, thank you so much. Good job. Attaboy, Todd. Okay, let's see. And I have a call in 3 minutes, so let's see how we're doing. 100%. There's still three people that aren't at 100%. Why don't we hang in there another minute or so? I've so enjoyed spending this time with you. I apologize for not being able to meet you last Monday. And every day I get better and better. Yesterday was my first really kind of normal day. I'm a little bit tired today. I think I overdid by, I was watering for fertilizing the roses, and we were doing all kinds of activities, and I'm pretty tired today. So I think my energy's not quite where it was prior to getting sick. But I'm getting there. I'm definitely coming back. So I love spending time with you today. Have a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you in class this week. And keep pumping and stay positive. Also, I wanted to alert you so that if you don't always open up the Sunday newsletter, please do next week and the following week. I put in some very interesting articles. Next week will be on why you need to meditate even if you come to class every day. And I'll be giving you the opportunity to get a 10-minute meditation from next week. And the following week, I'm taking some scripture from the Bible, from Hebrews, and we're following through on talking about what Jesus' mission was and then working with helping angels. We're talking about some of the spiritual interferences that are listed in there. And I have a very interesting, I think, compelling piece in next week. So this week coming up is on all about understanding what meditation does that the class doesn't do for you and why you need to do it. And then the following week is really having a conversation about some piece of scripture that I've taken and kind of compared it to what we are doing and, you know, just gaining more understanding by looking from something from a couple thousand years ago, something that we're looking at now, and doing a really kind of a thorough, as much as you can do thorough in a page, but a real look at this, what we're up to and what Jesus was up to, too. So I think both of those will be helpful. So just one person now is at 99%, and the rest of the class is at 100%. I'll keep blasting for another minute or two for the person at 99%, but you can keep pumping for another minute or two, too, to just ensure that everybody gets there. I love you. God bless you. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you real soon. Bye-bye for now.